Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Couple's Quiz Book, 300 Fine Fun Questions to Energize Your Relationship by Alicia Munoz, is a relationship activity book built around structured curiosity. Rather than offering theory-heavy advice or conflict resolution exercises, it uses 300 five-ity prompts and quiz-style questions to help partners learn more about each other in a playful, low-pressure format. The book is designed for couples at many stages, from new relationships to long-term partnerships. And it moves from lighter questions about preferences and habits into more personal and reflective territory. Its core purpose is to make conversation a practical tool for intimacy, helping partners notice what they already know, what they assume they know, and what still remains unexplored. The format also includes chapter-ending playful prizes or experiments, which turn the book into a shared activity rather than a passive reading experience. As a result, it fits within the self-help and relationship category while standing out for its interactive, quiz-based approach. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, curiosity as the central method for strengthening intimacy. The book is organized around the idea that curiosity is not just entertaining but relationally useful. Instead of treating intimacy as something created mainly through emotional disclosure or serious discussion, Alicia Munoz frames it as something sustained by ongoing interest in a partner's inner world. The questions are meant to keep discovery active, even in relationships that feel stable or familiar. That matters because long-term couples often rely on assumptions about what they already know, and the book directly challenges that habit. By asking partners to compare answers, reflect on differences, and notice surprises, the book turns curiosity into a repeatable practice. The result is less about finding one dramatic insight and more about creating a pattern of attentive conversation. This is why the book can function as a date night tool and also as a maintenance resource for established couples. Its method is simple, but the underlying logic is strong repeated. Structured interest can reveal blind spots, refresh familiarity, and reduce the sense that a partner has become fully known. Secondly, a quiz structure that turns relationship work into shared play. One of the book's defining features is that it uses quiz mechanics rather than standard relationship advice. That choice changes the emotional tone of the material. Quizzes create anticipation, comparison, and a sense of friendly competition, which can make difficult or personal reflection feel less intimidating. The book reinforces this through chapter-based quiz prizes or experiments, which are described as playful tasks intended to bring partners closer. This structure matters because many relationship books ask readers to analyze problems, but this one asks them to participate. The couple is not simply reading about connection. They are actively testing knowledge, discussing answers, and engaging in light competition that opens the door to more meaningful exchange. That format also makes the book easier to revisit, since each quiz can be treated as a standalone activity. In practical terms, the quiz design lowers resistance and increases participation, especially for couples who may not enjoy formal self-help exercises. It presents emotional exploration as an accessible shared game rather than a clinical intervention. Thirdly, a progression from simple preferences to deeper personal and relational questions. The book is not limited to one kind of prompt. Its 300 5T questions move from basic topics into more layered and reflective areas, which creates a clear developmental arc. Early questions focus on likes, dislikes, hobbies, and individual preferences, giving couples an easy entry point and allowing them to build momentum. Later sections extend into past experiences, present dynamics, and future hopes as a couple. This progression is important because it mirrors how trust works in conversation. People often need lighter exchanges before they are ready for more intimate material. The structure also makes the book adaptable to different levels of relationship history. New couples can use the simpler material to learn foundational details, while long-term partners can engage more deeply with questions that surface patterns, values, and shared direction. The book's breadth is part of its utility. It does not assume that all intimacy comes from the same type of question. Instead, it recognizes that interest in a partner can move across multiple layers of identity and relationship life, from everyday habits to long-term aspirations. Fourthly, a practical tool for revealing assumptions and blind spots in couples. The book is especially useful because it helps partners identify where they may be overconfident about what they know. Relationship familiarity often creates mental shortcuts, and those shortcuts can become blind spots. By comparing answers to quiz questions, couples can see where their perceptions align and where they differ. That difference is not treated as a problem in itself, but as useful information. The value lies in making hidden assumptions visible. For example, a partner may think they know the other's preferences, priorities, or memories, only to discover gaps or outdated impressions. this process can be illuminating without becoming adversarial, because the quiz format softens the stakes. The book is therefore not just about entertainment. It functions as a diagnostic conversation tool. It prompts couples to notice where they had stopped asking, started guessing, or settled into fixed ideas about each other. In that sense, the book supports relational accuracy, which is a practical foundation for intimacy. Knowing a partner more precisely can improve communication, reduce misunderstanding, and refresh mutual attention. Lastly, a low-pressure resource for many relationship stages and settings, the book is positioned for a broad audience, which is one reason it has practical appeal. It can work for newly dating couples, engaged partners, married couples, and long-term partners who want a structured activity for date night or conversation at home. Its flexibility comes from the fact that it does not depend on crisis, conflict, or a specific relationship milestone. Instead, it offers a repeatable format for enrichment. That makes it different from books that focus primarily on repair or therapy. Munoz also provides guidance on how to ask additional questions constructively, which extends the book beyond its printed prompts and makes it more adaptable to real couples. This emphasis on usability is significant. The book is not only something to read, but something to return to as a shared practice. Its value lies in being approachable without being shallow. Because the questions range in depth and the tone remains playful, the book can support regular connection without requiring a heavy emotional setup. That combination of accessibility and substance is one of its strongest features. In conclusion, The Couples Quiz Book is best suited for couples who want a structured way to reconnect without turning the experience into a formal relationship exercise. It will be especially useful for partners who enjoy conversation, shared activities, and low-pressure self-discovery. Newer couples can use it to learn basic preferences and build familiarity, while long-term couples can use the deeper questions to uncover assumptions and revisit parts of the relationship that routine may have flattened. Its practical benefit is that it creates a repeatable conversation format that can be used for date nights, quiet evenings, or ongoing relationship check-ins. Intellectually, it offers a simple but effective model of intimacy. Sustained curiosity produces knowledge, and knowledge supports closeness. What distinguishes it from many other relationship books is its quiz-based structure and its light, interactive tone. Instead of centering problem-solving or emotional labor, it frames connection as a shared activity built through playful comparison and discovery. That makes it stand out in the genre as a book that is both usable and relationally purposeful, without requiring couples to approach it as homework. If you would like to support Alicia Munoz, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.